Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in to the In Tune radio show. So for all those tuning in for the first time, I just want to welcome you. And for all those that have always tuned in and stay supporting the In Tune show, I appreciate you and I thank you, because without you, there really is no show. So tonight our guest is Mark E. Walker, and I'm totally excited to have him on. And, you know, I'm digging his song and Into the Future. It's really one of those, like, techno, you know, house slash, you know, it's just, I can't even explain it. You guys will hear it shortly. It's totally a good song. I've been jamming to it all day. And just to give you a little brief, you know, history about Mark before he comes on and fill us in, you know, he's been in many forces of the music lately, and he's very happy with his musical direction, which I can totally understand. You know, he's been playing drums for a few different bands. He's been doing a lot of recording. He's been working on side projects with so many great other artists, and, you know, he's a pro drummer. He's also a disc jockey and a DJ of dance, and his new song that he has out now, Into the Future, he's on it with Mr. Freedom Williams, and, you know, from CNC Music Factory. So he's out there doing his thing, and he's setting ablaze his tracks, and, you know, he's definitely somebody that we need to get in tuned with, and I'm excited to have him on the show tonight, and I appreciate him taking the time to tune in to the In Tune show and give us a little insight about himself. I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off today like I normally would do on a Tuesday or any given day. But as you guys know, tonight is usually for Lady Twinkles, but I rescheduled the show for Lady Twinkles. She's actually going to be on tomorrow evening at 9:30, and we're going to follow up with Lady Twinkles with a little more spice. So for all those who tuned in for, you know, Lady Twinkles show tonight, I apologize about the inconvenience. We send out a blast and let you guys know we was rescheduling the show due to the fact that we have Mr. Walker on the show tonight. So, you know, for all those that are tuned in, don't go away. Stay tuned in. You know, it's going to be a great show tonight. We get to gain some insight on a great, awesome individual, Mark E. Walker. And before we tune in with Mr. Walker, let's play his song so you guys can get, you know, an idea of where I'm coming from when I said I've been playing this all day and jamming to it, you know. So this one is called Into the Future, and featuring on it is Freedom Williams. And, you know, you guys want to call in and ask any questions, you should already know the number, but just in case you don't, it's 818-495-6975. So Into the Future by Mr. Mark E. Walker. Enjoy, babies.
If you knew I could read your mind, would you stand and let me look into your eyes? I don't know what I went to if you knew that things would change. Into the future.
You never did before. Open up and let it go. Just move it to the dance floor. Just slip away, tell yourself it's okay. Be with me tonight. I treat you so right. I never knew that you can make me feel you wanted more when I just saw you. I don't know where I'm
T-U-R-E. Everybody wanna know free what it be, where you been, how you living, and what you been doing, where you been going, and who you been in. Whoops, and if it will be this, nothing but little be, it'll be more vitally than the future of Italy. What I'm about to tell you is officially shut down. Let's go, finish the epitome. Words that come out of my mouth, be the energy from the dance floor. Hit the chance for literally a new way of life. A new way of life, which fly pumps in my brand new night. Never lost, walk on the streets, I'll be a boss. Step it, die, bully, free willy, of course. Get your coat, let's leave, be easy. I'm your future, believe me.
Where I'm going, and I know where I've been. Now I know where I'm going, and I know where I've been.
Into the future,
into the future,
into the future.
Yeah, so that was Into the Future by Mr. Mark E. Walker. And without further ado, let's get him on the line. Hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
Well, hello, hello. How are you guys doing out here?
We are doing great. I love this song. I just wanted to start it off with that. I mean, honestly, I've been jamming it on repeat all day.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are embracing it and loving it. I'm having a good time with it, performing it everywhere I can, getting the chance to do it everywhere I can when I can.
Right,
so how's
absolutely.
Everything going over there?
Everything is going well in New York. We're just totally excited to gain more insight on you so people that are not in tune can get in tune with you and follow your music and support you throughout everything you do. So,
excellent.
Without further
ado.
You're welcome, of course. And I don't know if anyone ever told you about me, but I'm, like, the biggest, like, supporter ever in the world. And when someone comes onto the show, you know, it's definitely,
aww,
like, an ongoing thing. It's, like, day and night.
Aww.
Every time I could plug
awesome.
It, it's going in.
Awesome. Well, you got it, girl. You got it. Well, I'll tell you what. Things are going good with me. I just left New York about a month ago. I was up there with Freedom Williams and CMC, and we were working on some things over in Philly. Freedom and I, we've been working around the clock on some new material. So we've got some new material that's on the album. Actually, you can get it on iTunes. It's a song called Going Down. It's a good
mm-hmm.
club song, hip-hop type of song. But Into the Future is the breakthrough single. We just finished the video. Bullseye Entertainment, my publicist, Michelle McGee, I'm going to give a shout-out to her real quick. She actually has it up on the site as well. So we had a radio station to kind of hack in. Beach 92.7 hacked in through my managers and got the video, and they were pleading with us to put it up on their site, and we let them do it. So Beach 92.7 here in Florida, they actually have it up on their site. So, yeah, you can click in, see the video for Into the Future. Freedom's in it as well, and,
mm-hmm.
of course, yours truly me. But I'm having a good time. Like I said, just trying to find some shows and promote as much as I can.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit how you got started.
Well, I got started all my life. I've been into music. I'm a musician. I started playing the drums as a youngster, maybe around the age of 7. I love pots and pans and banging on them. And when I saw Solid Gold, the band on American Bandstand, and, of course, sending my regards out to Dick Clark, American Bandstand was a great show to watch for all those new artists who were out there looking at how to get in and where to perform. But as a kid, American Bandstand drove me to watch Michael Jackson, to watch the Commodores, to watch Earth, Wind, and Fire, to watch, the Doobie Brothers, Chicago, all the, you know, the good old school bands back to my parents' days. And when they brought them into my life, I became a drummer, and I just liked the beat of the music. And, you know, auditioning for Disney back in 1989 and 90, doing all those things, kept my music chops up, and all the teachings that I was going through as a kid, getting all the lessons and being exposed to the cultural arts through dance and through music led me to really find an expression through that. I was able to express my feelings and my emotions through the art of music. So through writing lyrics and writing music and playing the drums, any way that I can express myself through music, that's kind of how I do. So from a young age, from being exposed to the arts, as well as, you know, the industry itself, but taking the opportunities to do auditions and being tuned in to, you know, to the dancing. teaching of it. I used to be a break dancer, so there you go.
That's awesome, though. That's where it all started, right? Break dancing.
Yeah, break dancing. You know, I'm trying to be, you know, proper and polite about it, but let me just cut to the nitty-gritty. Break dancing.
Right.
I was a break dancer. You know, but my parents always tried to put the arts in front of me, you know, because they saw my love and desire for music. So my mom, you know, she had a big influence on me trying to learn the arts and cultural arts of music. Learning the ballet, different styles, learning different artists who teach dance, to know where it originated from Africa, knowing how, you know, how the dances are expressed through the theatrics. And so that's, you know, that's my love and desire from it, you know. So I'm sorry.
No, definitely. I mean, you can speak as, you know, bluntly or as freely as you like. It's really no holds barred here. You're blessing us with, you know, your energy and your insight.
Well,
so we definitely... Yeah. So I'm proud of the fact that your mom, you know, stressed that, you know, and that's really rare because usually when people are, you know, talented, you know, the parents are just like, oh, my kid is talented, but they really are not trying to get them to go to the nitty gritty, like you said, of the basis of where it all originated from. So that's awesome. So much love to your mom for that.
Well, thank you. Let me cue something up here. I got some music I'm going through. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
Take your time.
I'm sorry, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm so sorry.
That is okay.
I'm trying to instruct someone not to cue up some music on this new equipment here. I'm trying to give them some instructions, but no problem, good.
Okay.
But yes, my
no
mom
problem.
Was a big influence, and you know how the parents are with you growing up. You know, but I love the music. I love the way it expresses the art of music. Now, for me, then this new music that is coming out, this new pop thing, I do love it. I embrace it. But I do. I go back to the old school so much, you know. And Freedom Williams, he's a good philosopher about that, how, you know, hip-hop and everything originated through the art of hip-hop. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to the Aquarius party there in New York this past year with Freedom and was able to, you know, get to hang with Ice-T and Coco and be around Melly Mel, the grandfather of hip-hop, and all these cats over there. Chubb Rock, he was there. What's his name from Naughty by Nature?
Tretch.
He was there. Yeah, everybody got the hang. I was able to meet some of these guys for the first time, but, you know, through my years of loving the music, it was like going back to the old school again. And that was nice. That was good to embrace that, you know, for the first time, the Aquarius party that Freedom put on. But, you know, everything was so good, you know, and for me, how the music is going today, I love that it drives a dance flavor. I love the art of dance. Like I said, I was a dancer, a drummer, the beat. And I love how the music makes you move. And like I said, it's an expression. It's a way of life. So
absolutely.
Into the future for me, yeah, when I was writing it, I felt because of my past with Stevie B, you know, I was with Stevie B, MCSC back in the day. We had a hit, Dream Girl, back in 1996 that did pretty good. You know, we could have done a lot better on Billboard charts. But we did okay. But now this one, you know, I waited some time. I grew a little bit, did my homework and my research, and I'm watching Rihanna and Jay-Z and Drake and all these cats dominate the airwaves. Well, you know what? I love it. I love what they're bringing to the table because it's making everybody dance. Chris Brown, even Usher stepped back and put Bieber up front, gave him a little pro going, you know. So that's good. It's great.
Absolutely.
For me, I'm keeping it true to the dance. I'm keeping it true to the art of dance. I'm keeping it true to the expression. Music, my lyrics are more metaphorically driven. I mean, everybody can find their own flavor through, you know, my lyrics, what they may be going through, but it kind of all makes sense, you know.
No, it definitely does. So when you perform live, what kind of feedback do you get? Because I've noticed I've been on your website a few times, and, you know, I've looked through your pictures and things of that nature, and it just seems like, yeah, dance is really... What's that's the
yeah,
stage
I
for
get,
you?
Yeah, I get it's energy. It's like, where's the energizer bunny? It's energy driven.
I love it. I love it. I do. I was like, look at him looking all sexy and hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's sexy and hot because you know what, anybody can get on the stage and sing and perform and move from side to side. But if you have like the ability to sing and move your tushy at the same time, I think that's a huge plus.
Right. And the other thing is making sure the audience understands you as a person. You know, that's a big factor for me too. When you're up there performing, connect with the audience. You got to connect with them. You got to bring them in. Allow them into you. And, you know, of course, they're going to allow themselves into you, you know, or you into them, but do the same vice versa.
Absolutely.
I'm really into that as well, you know, being one with the audience. So.
Absolutely. So coming out with your style and everything and the way, like, you like to, you know, transfer your message over to people, which I totally get. And but what do you find, like, or who are the people that you find other than, you know, Stevie B and Freedom Williams that influenced you along the way?
Well, influenced me along the way, I have to say, of course, bless him, and I know he's passed, Mr. Michael Jackson himself. I mean, from a young age, Michael Jackson has just, you know, put that seed inside of, I think, almost every artist out there who loves to perform and dance and sing, you know, and having that opportunity to do it is a blessing. But, yeah, Michael Jackson, Prince, I'm a big fan of Prince back in the day. Of course, the production of all his shows are off the chain, you know. But Michael Jackson, Prince, I go from everywhere, from Janet Jackson. I love Earth, Wind & Fire. I love the old school stuff. I mean, it's just a lot of things in my life that I don't know who to put the finger on. It's just so many of them. You know, if I did have to say a few, there you go.
Right, absolutely. So you know, you kind of like summed up everything that I was really curious about, you know, as far as like, you know, how is music, why is it so important to you, and, you know, what other passions do you have outside of music as far as instruments are concerned. So you already conveyed that you play drums. Is there anything else that you do as far as instruments are concerned?
Instruments are concerned, I play piano. That's what I write on. I'm self-taught piano. I play by ear, and I think that was another gift that I was given, thank God. So it's the gift of ear, music by the ear, being able to listen to something and transpose it through the art of playing maybe piano or guitar or the bass, different things like that. But also DJ, too. So that's what that's some other things as my hobby. I'm actually working with someone right now. That's why I keep saying, hold on.
Right. I know you're
okay.
So busy. I know you're busy. I know. But it was just very important to me. It was very important.
You are such a blessing to me. You don't even know.
No, you're such a blessing. And like I said, again, I'm following you on Twitter. I liked your fan page. You know, I'm definitely going to be like tweeting. I'm sorry?
Okay.
So, you know, that way people can understand.
Okay. As well as iTunes me. You can get me on iTunes. Let's see. What's the other way? Google me, iTunes me. You can see the video on YouTube. It should be up by now. If not, you can see it at Beach92.7. But I think it's on my website as well, markewalkermusic.com.
Okay, well, I have all that information, and I'm definitely going to make sure that the listeners, you know all of that. But before I let you go, because I know that you're crazy, I just wanted you to just say, tell us what's the most important, you know, advice or the best advice you was ever given. Because I like to touch that because this is a show that I like people to gain, you know, empowerment from each show. So, you know, what was something powerful to you?
Well, my thing is make sure you love what you do. Make sure you love what you're doing. Music is something that you have a passion for, and it's in your heart, it's in your soul, and that's what I'm saying to those who out there that want to do the music. Make sure it's something you love, and don't go out there thinking you're going to make a career out of it. Do it as a hobby, but have it in your heart, and if it's true, then God will bless you the path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're doing an amazing job. And you know what? I have to say that I love your energy and your temperament. So now you have, like, not only just a supporter, a groupie too, Mark, a groupie.
You go, baby.
Okay.
You go, girl. You go, girl. show, honey. You're awesome. You're awesome. I'm going to be, believe me, I definitely want to send a shout out to Pyramid Music, my record label, and Grabner Productions. Those are temporary labels that I'm working through right now, as well as my publicist, Miss Michelle McGee, Bullseye Entertainment, of course, and Miss P, Instant Radio, girl.
Oh, yay! Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate
all right.
it. And keep us
thank
in tune
so
with anything
much.
you have going on as far as music, so I can keep you in rotation and everything like that, okay?
Most definitely. I love you in tune.
I love you. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was Mark E. Walker, and he is so inundated, so we couldn't keep him that long, which is totally awesome. But it's just the fact that we got a chance to, you know, gain some more insight on him and see that he's an easy, breezy going type guy. And the best part of what I gained from Mark tonight, not only did I realize, like, he is just extremely cool, but the fact that, you know, what he put out there as far as the message, if it's something that doesn't resonate with you, then definitely don't do it. And secondly, the fact that his mom, you know, gave him that piece of information as far as, like, listen, you know, if you're going to do something, then absolutely know why you're doing it in regards to, like, dance. Know the history of it, the heritage, where it originated from, before you can just go out there and call yourself a dancer. So I definitely think that hit home for me because, you know, having a son myself, you just definitely, we need, as parents or just being around children all together, definitely need to encourage our children to kind of get to the nitty-gritty of why they do what they do, and that way they have a better understanding how to go forward into the future, which is also Mark's single, Into the Future. So being that we didn't have him on long, I'm just going to play his track one more time just to kind of wrap it all up for us. So here's Into the Future by Mark E. Walker. For those who missed it, coming in.
You never did before. Open up and let it go. Just move it to the dance floor. Just slip away, tell yourself it's okay. Be with me tonight. I treat you so right. I never knew that you can make me feel you wanted more when I just saw you. I don't know where I'm going, but I know.
Your future,
it.
Believe
now
me.
I know where I'm going.
Yes, so that was Into the Future by Mr. Mark E. Walker. Stay in tune with this man. He's doing big things. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it's @InToTheFuture, just like the song. So go follow him, support. It's Mark E. Walker, and that's spelled Mark, MarkeWalker Music. Definitely follow him. Go onto his website at markwalkermusic.com and gain more insight on him. He has his music up there. He has his tour. He has his videos. You know, he has his bio. He has backstage information for you guys. And he definitely has a gallery and a shop. So support, support, support. You guys know me. I'm the biggest supporter in the world. And I love everyone who takes the time to get in tune on the Intune show. So you guys will repeatedly, as you see me do with other artists, as well as Brittany J, Veronica London, DJ Girl 6, and now Mark E. Walker, will definitely see me retweeting and Facebooking and like and putting up their like pages so you guys can support. His music will be on rotation. We will follow up with him soon to see where he's at with everything. So, again, baby, I just thank you guys for tuning in and for all those tuning in for the first time. Again, I hope it's not your last. I want to thank Smack Boys for tuning in tonight. Their show will be launching soon. I also want to, you know, give a shout-out again, like Mark, you know, put out there, Michelle McGee at Bullseye Entertainment is definitely the reason why a lot of this is going on. I gave her a shout out last show, but I definitely want her to know that she's always in my heart, and I do appreciate her and all that she is. And I appreciate you too, Mark. You guys have a good night, and you know what to do. Stay in tune. I'll be back on this Friday. Well, actually, we'll be back on tomorrow night with Lady Twinkles with a little bit more spice at 9:30 as opposed to tonight. And we will definitely be back on air Friday and Saturday of this week. Friday, we have our guest, Big Lito, and he's going to be tuning in at 6:15 Eastern. So be in tune for that. Mark your calendars. And also Saturday, May 5th at 6:15 Eastern, again, we're going to have Mr. Cheeks. So stay in tune. Our calendar is just spicing up, and May is going to be a lot of good shows, a lot of good information, a lot of insight to gain, a lot to do. Miss P is out here trying to bring it all together to keep you in tune. Until next time, babies, have a good night.
I'm in tune, 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 I'